It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
And we are back. You're hanging out with Davin's Den crew. Davin, Joe, Pip, you, all hanging out together. Going to celebrate Father's Day coming up with the countdown of the worst dads. Right, Pip?
Yes, the worst dads.
So I'm going to play our the M&M, a little intro.
I don't want to do this anymore. I feel like an absolute piece of shit when we're trying to get stuff.
Well, that makes me a little scared that you might have a really good list. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, this was a depressing edition just because Pip and I were talking earlier. There wasn't a lot of ha-has that I found this year, which was disappointing. Usually I could find some nice hilarious abuse, but no, I just found abuse this year.
Hilarious abuse.
Yes, hilarious.
Oh, God.
Abuse. That was not this year.
There was just bad, bad, and worse.
Yes. All right, let me play the theme music. Come on. Mother fudger.
What on earth is on your shirt?
Boys and girls, today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
Right, so we each get a list of the three fathers that we think were the worst from last Father's Day up until this very moment. We try to battle out and put countdown for the worst dads of the year. I will start it off with my contender for number three. I hope he was heinous enough to make the list. And then Joe will go, and then Pip will go. And we cross our fingers with Pip because she has problems with rules. She's a rule breaker. She's a regular Judas Priest of these countdowns.
Breaking the laws. Breaking the laws.
Pip is the insane sister-in-law of these countdowns. Anyway. A Florida man can be seen on video using his baby son as a human shield during a tense confrontation with police that ended with him being tased and arrested. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said they responded to a report from Palm Coast woman last week when her boyfriend, Brandon Leoner, had abducted their one-year-old son at gunpoint. Deputies soon spotted Leoner driving recklessly nearby with the child in his lap, crossing over medians and speeding along a parkway. He refused to pull over after cops attempted a traffic stop and at one point careened into oncoming traffic, the agency said. He finally turned into a Target shopping center, which would be appropriate, before parking near a McDonald's drive-thru and exiting the vehicle with the boy still in his arms. Video shows Leona refusing to put the child down while surrounded by deputies, including a canine unit, and backing up against the restaurant exterior. After a brief standoff, one of the deputies shoots Leona with a taser and he drops to the ground. And an officer immediately scooped up the diaper child and attempted to comfort him as he reached for his father and called out to him. Leona continued to resist arrest before finally being subdued with the aid of the police dog. The aid of the police dog.
How is a dog helping this?
Just gave a helping paw. Wagging his tail to calm him down.
Whose tail is that?
Why, it's mine.
That's right.
Here is
it's the wagging tail of the law.
Yes, the wagging tail of justice. Here is a case of a domestic situation turning violent, putting a one-year-old child and innocent drivers in danger, said Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley. Deputies were confronted with a very chaotic situation, very combative individual that was putting his child at risk by using the child as a shield. Our deputies did everything they could to quickly rescue the child safely from a madman and apprehend the suspect. The child soon was reunited with his mother, and Leona was treated for injuries sustained from the canine. He was arrested and charged with kidnapping, using a minor as a shield. I guess that's a charge. Resisting. I didn't know that was a charge.
They actually have this in the book, using a minor as a shield.
Apparently this is a thing in Florida. What are you doing?
It happened enough that they had to come up yes. The name for it.
Resisting with violence, child neglect, fleeing and eluding, and recklessly driving. Okay, let me just do a little recap. Yeah, Pip, we see your fakakta toy. I don't know. She's very proud of herself.
That's the name for the toy, fakakta. Does it have a name? It has a name now. It's called fakakta.
No, it's actually Uranus. It's a little planet doll.
Okay. Can we continue, or are you gonna
I'll put Uranus down.
Thank you. So, abducts the child at gunpoint. Doesn't even put the child in a car seat. Puts the child in his lap. Drives recklessly, to say the least. He's careening into traffic. He's crossing medians. And then...
the words they use, careening.
Careening. And then the piece de la resistance. You're going to have to get through my son if you want to get to me. So maybe see me, Johnny Law. Get through this diaper. It's a stinky one. I mean, really. All right. So that is my worst father, number three. What do you got, Joe?
Wow. A lot of stuff there.
Oh, here he goes. Here he goes.
All right, let me see if I could, see what I could do. Father arrested for allegedly disciplining his children with electric cattle prod.
Oh, man.
Statewide, April 4th, 2023. Rural County, Kentucky. A 32-year-old father was arrested and charged after allegedly shocking his children with a cattle prod as a form of punishment. According to the news release from the Laurel County Sheriff's Office on Friday, March 31st, Deputy Greg Pointer arrested Anthony Jones near Littletown Road, around 4 miles north of London, after obtaining two contact warrants for his arrest on charges of criminal abuse, third degree, of a child 12 or under, criminal abuse in the third degree. During the investigation, the sheriff learned that Jones allegedly used an electric cattle prod multiple times on the children for discipline. Jones was booked into Laurel County Correctional Center and is scheduled to appear in court on May 2nd. Jones remains held on $5,000 bond. And Trump said, "Is that all?" All right.
Surprised Trump didn't bail him out himself.
I have to say that story is quite shocking.
Oh.
We see what you did there.
Oh, my God. I feel like I've been abused after hearing that. All right, Pip, what do you got?
Okay. Abilene father arrested after two children test positive for methamphetamine. Abilene, Texas. An Abilene father was arrested after two children tested positive for methamphetamine. Nicholas Tedford was arrested Wednesday for endangering a child during an investigation that began when CPS contacted Abilene police. Court documents say that Tedford, his wife, and children were submitted to a drug screening as part of an ongoing CPS investigation, and in February 2022, the test... God damn it.
Dumbass. And we just talked about this on Sunday when we were all together. You were just... Yeah, she disappeared in a field of lemons. We just made fun of you then.
Made fun of how I do this. And you know, my brain turned it into 23. God damn it. Oh, God damn it.
I had one that I'm like, oh, this is a split. 2013.
Okay,
maybe not.
Yeah.
No, I had one too where the father really ran the gamut with heinousness. I was really impressed. But I couldn't pin down exactly when he did it because there was charges from 2020 and he had new charges.
So, yeah.
You saw that one too?
No, but sometimes you have to look. You have to look. There's all, you know, now that we've been doing this for years, there's all sorts of things you have to look at.
Pip, I hope you're taking notes.
Is it too horrible? Is it inventive? Is it? You just pick a story and read it. Now there's like all this criteria over the years. It's hysterical.
Oh yeah, no, there are major jumps that major heights that you have to climb to get the good story.
Yes, and you can't even get past the easy one.
I don't know what's wrong with my brain. I read that.
Well, you've been through a lot in the past couple of days, so maybe your brain is
No, this isn't the first time. This isn't the fifth time. This isn't the tenth time. You get no safe harbor. You get no safe harbor.
Going through a lot. But with that being said, Jesus Christ, you got to look.
Thank you, and fuck you. No, I'm kidding. No. I admit, I am burnt. But God damn it, Pip. Jesus. I can't read, apparently, anymore.
There was a story I had the confetti bag out and everything, but happened in April 2022, you know? It's like, nope.
Yep, I know. I had one, and it was 2018. They did the first thing.
Yeah.
And the second thing doesn't matter if you didn't do the first thing. So it's like, bah!
Yep.
But anyway, I would have bowed out because hearing your stories, I knew that mine was not the strongest story.
Okay. So we have my guy who's committed multiple crimes, including one we didn't even know was on the books, using it as a human shield. And the other one goes, get along, little doggie, to the kiddies.
I think my story would be the winner on this one. I understand that, you know, he was using it as a shield. The guy got arrested, the child is safe. Will this child remember what happened? Of course he will. He'll have mental scars. But these kids, in my story, are going to have physical scars and mental scars because for multiple times they were shot with a cattle prod. So I think on the audacity and on the originality of that with the cattle prod, I feel my story stands head and shoulders on the top two criteria of this.
Well, hold on. It's not every day a father takes his kid at gunpoint, puts him on his lap, and careens into oncoming traffic, and then uses him as a human shield.
Okay, but you've heard enough times where it has happened.
No, I haven't heard this.
I haven't heard that at least once.
I don't think we've ever had a father with a human shield, and we certainly haven't had this combination. You are dismissing my story a little too much. It's not like, and they found him, and then I'm not coming out here, I'm using my kid. He endangered his child multiple times. The kid's life, I mean, seriously, the kid could have gone through the window. He's crossing medians in a high-speed chase. I mean, really, he thought he was a Duke boy.
Uh-huh. Okay. How's the child doing? Child okay?
I don't know, Joe. I didn't interview the child.
All right, I understand. So we could assume that the kid is relatively okay. My kid's got shot with a cattle prod, all right? You know, multiple times, which is going to have more mental damage than you. I mean, my dad did something stupid, all right? But you know what?
Hold on. No. My dad used me as a human shield is not my dad did something stupid.
I understand.
I don't know if you do.
I most certainly do, and I'm going to tell you why. All right? That was one instance that happened. Is it going to be traumatic? Of course it is. Is it going to affect them mentally? Yes. In my situation, this has happened more than once.
Right.
It means that anything these kids do, they're going to be hampered by the fact that they were, you know, if they decide something wrong, that there's going to be an extreme punishment because she was shot with the cattle prod.
Well, wait a second. Now, you're always, what's wrong with kids today? They need a little discipline. Hey, you finally found a dad who gives a little discipline.
No, a cattle prod is a lot of discipline.
Well, you know what? There's no participation trophies in that household.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if it sucks the shit out of a 3,200-pound heifer, imagine what it's going to do to a 7-year-old.
Right, but he didn't set it. He didn't kill them, obviously.
Well, he didn't kill guys, but still, they got stuck with the cattle prod.
I understand, but I can make the argument. I can make the argument. Human shield on the lap while in a high speed chase. They're both good arguments. Well, Pip, what do you say?
Essentially, is a fun ride and an adventure
in
jet. In my story.
Wait a minute. Oh, did you just say a fun ride? No. Well, you're actually making your case weaker the more you talk.
I am absolutely not. I am making my case stronger. Do you know why? He got stuck cattle prop.
Human shield. Human shield at a Target.
I love the way Joe says cattle prod. Like, I'm not talking a slap on the honey. I'm not talking about the wooden spoon.
It wasn't a bachelor, a belt, personal favorite of Nettie. It was a cattle prod.
A cattle prod. Guys.
My story, and there is also in the story is kind of creativity. Okay? He grabbed your kid, you're a fugitive, we get it, all right? he grabbed a cattle prod. Okay? I think on the punishment scale of ingenious items, I think that goes down into horrific parent discipline history.
I feel like you give short shift. I feel like you give short change or short shrift it is to having your one-year-old on your lap in a high-speed chase as you careen into traffic and cross medians. You forget that whole part of the story. But, Pip, you must decide.
I take it into effect that the child was there. Yes, something could have been happening.
Enough. Enough. We've spoken enough.
Dad with the child.
You and I have spoken enough.
The child is 1 year old.
Stop talking!
No. The child really doesn't know at 1 year old what it's going
to. Yeah, but he's going to have the video, stupid. Now, stop talking.
But, however, my kids...
Joe, it's going to be a five-hour show if you stop talking. He doesn't stop.
Because I'm right.
I'm telling you. Well, I'm willing to find out. I'm trying to get you to dummy up so we can find out if you're right.
Alrighty then.
Holy
get
shit.
The cattle prod.
You better get this out of your system right quick. What'd you say? What? Oh, she's going to...
I said get the cattle prod.
Yeah, it's going to pucker your anus. You better get that out of your system real quick. Real quick. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, don't yell at me. Listen, first of all, bonus points to both of you for creatively bad dads. I think I saw a cattle prod in the back of Terrible Dads Monthly on sale.
Well, they are running a discount.
That was great. That choice of weapon, last chef's kiss. Now, the fact that there are people so awful that they had to write a law that says that it's against the law to use your baby as a shield. It's so terrible. I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's just so god-awful that you laugh or you cry with these people. The verb careening is one of my favorites, but you didn't retell the best part of the story is that when they tackled the dad, he drops the ball, he fumbles the kid on the play, and they had to scoop up the baby because could not keep his kid safe. Not for a second, not even at the very end. He was like, oops, a baby. I mean, these guys are really, really screwed up. I love it.
Wow. Glad you love that.
I love how...
Do you think the one-year-old will remember what happened?
Joe, let her talk. You and I have argued the case. It's up to her now. We've argued.
I don't know what kids remember, but on a subliminal level, trauma is embraced. And you might not know what it is that fucked you up, but it's in there. So I'm not going to speak to who remembers what, but both are terrible, terrible experiences. I have to say, I think this is a tie.
All right.
They're great.
Cool.
They're awful, and they're great.
You know what? I'll take that. I will.
Right.
Yeah.
Done.
Because I got to tell you, I was arguing my ass off for mine. Because a cattle prod is a cattle prod.
Oh, what a beautiful thing. I can't believe that they came
Well, well, maybe there'll be a law now. You can't cattle prod your kid.
Yeah.
Very creative stories, guys. I am very proud.
I tell you what, I used all my powers of persuasion to argue that one. Because when Joe came out with the cattle prod, I was a little nervous. A little nervous.
You're like, sliding down.
So it's like, yeah, all right. We'll use the skills that we have been given.
Sliding down in a chair. Oh, crap. He's got a cattle prod.
All right. So let's... let's have Pip go first, I'll go second, and Joe will go third on this one.
Okay. I think this is a stellar dad. Dad arrested. Oops. after 4-year-old boy captured playing with gun alone. The Indiana man was initially charged with neglect of a dependent. There's a video that you can look up for yourself on, it was posted on ABC, where there's a 4-year-old boy on the balcony in an apartment building, obviously, between a couple of apartments, and he's standing there in his diaper with a gun, and he's waving it around, and it pointing it to himself.
No, boy.
An Indiana man was arrested after his 4-year-old son was captured on security camera footage playing with a loaded gun in their apartment complex's hallway alone, police said. Shane Osborne, 45, was initially charged with neglect of a dependent following the incident on Saturday, according to the Beech Grove Police Department. Police determined that the child was holding a Smith & Wesson handgun that was loaded with 15 rounds in the magazine, but did not have a round chambered, according to the police report. Police responded to the apartment complex in Beech Grove Saturday evening after a neighbor called 911 reporting that a young boy wearing only a diaper had a chrome handgun and was pointing it at people, according to the police report. When officers knocked on the family's apartment door, the child answered, police said. Osborne reportedly told the police he was ill and had not realized his son had left the apartment, according to the police report. He advised there was not a firearm in the home, nor did his son have any toy guns, and later added that he had no guns due to a past felony conviction, according to the report. Osborne assisted police in a cursory search of the apartment, which yielded no gun in plain view, and the officers left, according to the police report. However, a neighbor then flagged the officers down as they were leaving the building and showed them security camera footage of the incident in which the child could be seen walking around the upstairs landing of the apartment with a silver and black handgun, according to the report, and they show the video. The Beech Grove Police Department released the footage, which shows the child playing unsupervised in the common hallway with a handgun, pointing it at neighbors' doors and himself before going back into the apartment. The officers returned to the apartment to conduct another search, during which Osborne reportedly told police that he does not have a firearm, but that a relative may have left one in the apartment, according to the police report. When an officer asked the child where he put his pew-pew, the boy led them to a roll-top desk that contained the handgun, according to the report. Osborne did not know the weapon was in the apartment at this time, not that his son knew where it was, nor that his son knew. Osborne was neglected for neglect of a dependent, and his son was transported to his mother's home, police said. The arrest gained national attention after it was captured on television show On Patrol Live, which the Beech Grove Police Department appears in, according to Beech Grove Deputy Chief of Administration Robert Mercury. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office has since charged Osborne with a dangerous control of a firearm and 2 counts of neglect of a dependent for leaving the child unattended and in possession of a loaded handgun, and able to leave the residence through the unlocked front door while only wearing his diaper, court documents show. So this guy... There was a lady who said that she called 911 after her 16-year-old saw the child with the gun. When my son went to go back out, when he opened the door, he just slowly closed it and said, "Everybody get out of the living room. There's a baby with a gun." Summer said she looked out her door and saw the boy pointing the gun towards her from the top of the stairs. He kind of leaned down, and that's when he pointed the gun at me and said, "Look what I got," and kind of a laugh, said Summers, who says she deals frequently with firearms in her job at a local pawn shop and knew the child was holding a real gun. Summers said she was aware of the child holding the gun for at least 5 minutes and believes that he thought it was a toy. He's a kid. He didn't have any clue of the severity of what he was doing, no clue that he could have easily taken his life or somebody else's. So, my stellar dad, who already had a felony going on, had a gun in the apartment that he didn't know he had, and that he didn't know his little kid had, and the kid got out of the unlocked door and was pointing it at the neighbors. Little baby Huey in a diaper with the handgun. Good dad.
All right. All right. Let's see if I can top that. Two children were rushed to the hospital after being shot Saturday on US 1 after their fathers, plural, fathers, were shooting at each other during a road rage incident. Let's delve into this. Pip is perplexed. Hence the new strategy. A five-year-old girl was shot in the leg and a 14-year-old girl was shot in the back Saturday while riding in separate vehicles on US 1 in Callahan just after 6 p.m. Their injuries were the result of their father shooting at each other during a road raid incident. Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper and Monday said Monday during a news conference. What is scarier than one crazy driver with a gun? Two crazy drivers with a gun, Leeper said. The drivers the sheriff was referring to are William Hale, 36, and Frank Allison, 43. Both men are charged with attempted murder. They didn't know each other, but the incident that a witness describes as a cat-and-mouse game, Leeper said. The witness told a 911 operator that the men were driving erratically and brake-checking each other. That's when a driver gets in front of another vehicle and then applies the brakes. The witness said he called 911 because he thought something bad was going to happen. Well, that's a reason why you call 911. The sheriff said a black Dodge Ram with five occupants, driven by Hale of Douglas, Georgia, pulled up alongside the gray Nissan Murano, driven by Allison of Callahan, and began shooting at him to pull over. Because I'll tell you, when somebody starts shooting at me, that's when I pull over, because I want to see what they want.
Yeah, I'm going to find the spot. Bear with me 1 second. Just hold your fire.
I want to find a... Hold your fire! I want to find a safe space to pull over where we can chat. I'm just...
The only time you pull over when somebody's firing at you is if it's the cops firing at you.
Wait a second. You see all those signs that the shoulder's closed? We're going to have to keep driving. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The right front passenger of the Nissan put her hand out of the window and flipped off the Dodge Ram with her middle finger, Leeper said. A plastic water bottle was then tossed from the Dodge Ram into the Nissan. Allison then grabbed his Sig Sauer 45mm handgun and fired one shot at Hale's truck before speeding away, Leeper said. The bullet went through the right rear door, hitting the five-year-old in the leg. Hale told authorities he realized his daughter was shot after Allison sped off. What do you think he did then? My kid's shot. What's the move?
Hospital?
And that's why you'll never be a good dad. Hale pursued the Nissan and began firing several shots from his Glock 43 9mm handgun out of the driver's window with his left hand, Leeper said, adding that the shooter emptied the clip. Three rounds hit the Nissan with one of the bullets going through the rear of the car, striking a 14-year-old girl in the back, causing her lung to collapse. As both suspects continued speeding down US 1 northbound, they spotted a Nassau County Sheriff's deputy and pulled over. The men argued with each other and started fighting. The deputy broke them up. The deputy called Nassau County rescuers who arrived on the scene and took the children to the hospital where they were treated with non-life-threatening injuries. Both men were booked into the Nassau County Jail and have since bonded out, Leeper said. Thankfully, no one was killed in this incident, but it very easily could have turned out that way, Leeper said, because two people were acting stupid and let their tempers get the best of them. So, here's the new strategy. I have a story, not with one dad, but with two terrible dads driving horribly and recklessly with their children in the car. Listen, you want to be an asshole? Be an asshole. You got your kids in the car. Two fathers are shooting guns at each other with their kids in the car like it's Mad Max or something. One father knew his kid was shot, and instead of calling 911 or going to the hospital like Pip said, continued to chase the other car.
Wait, so this is like the rock, paper, scissors of road rage. Yes, water bottle. I can top water bottle.
Well, in their defense, it was Florida.
Well, that explained a whole lot. I missed that detail.
So... That's my twofer. So what do you got, Joe?
Pennsylvania dad accusing of burying a daughter six in the backyard hole as punishment. A Pennsylvania father is facing multiple felony charges for allegedly beating, choking, and even burying his six-year-old daughter in a hole in the yard. John Kraft, 50, of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, was charged with aggravated assault, simple assault, strangulation, endangering the welfare of children, reckless endangerment, false imprisonment of a minor, unlawful restraint of a minor, according to Greene County District Attorney David J. Russo. In a statement shared with Nexstar, Russo's office said that the Pennsylvania State Police launched an investigation before arresting Kraft earlier this month. The investigation uncovered evidence that Kraft's six-year-old child was viciously beaten with the hands, a belt, a metal arm implant.
Oh, wait, what? I still don't know what he's saying.
A metal arm implant.
Oh, a metal.
Like
what the hell?
A hook?
I guess.
No, it would say a hook.
I guess. A metal arm implant. I guess maybe he lost an arm and he's got something else that, you know, a metal arm implant.
Well, you know.
Bionic.
Listen, when you're upset, anything you can get a hand on.
There you go.
Go.
Her head was slammed on the floor of the wall multiple times, according to the district attorney's office. She was also choked to the point of unconsciousness, Russo's office said. As punishment for allegedly lying, the child was also buried outside in a hole and left for periods of time, according to the statement. She would also be thrown into the hole and left overnight at times, investigators said. Speaking to the investigators, the young girl said she would be dirty and smelling of sewage when she was finally allowed of the yard. Usually that's a date when I dropped them off. But can I call you?
Let me take a shower first. For a month.
The child going to hell. The child also displayed bruises both old and new over significant portions of her head and body, according to Russo's office. The district attorney has since vowed to prosecute Kraft to the full extent of the law. If convicted, Kraft faces decades behind bars. One of the aggravated assault charges, which is felony in the first degree, also carries a possible sentence of 20 years in prison. The allegations against the defendant of Barrick and Harflow, horrific and first-degree felony charges, are appropriate, Russo wrote in a statement shared with Nexstar.
Whoa!
All right, well, first things first. I think we can eliminate Pips.
I had a baby with a gun!
You know, I got to tell you how many stories I passed over.
Monster baby!
There are so many stories I passed over with a baby with a gun. And your baby didn't even shoot somebody. I skipped all the stories where the baby shot somebody.
You skipped stories where the baby shot somebody?
Yes, I know what animals I'm going up against.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. But can I just... All right.
Plead your case.
Let the story go. I just have to say, can I hear a little bit for they asked him where his pew-pew was?
That was my favorite part. I enjoyed that part.
And that's why you lose, because your story is adorable, not horrific.
Finsta! Oh, Finsta, baby!
Thank you for playing.
There's a naughty baby!
Listen. Joe might disagree with me. I think your story's got to go. Maybe he thinks yours is worse than mine.
No.
All right.
Nope.
Okay. Fine.
All right. So, but at least you got it in the right year this time. Good job, dear. You're getting better.
Thank you.
You know, I dare say those are baby steps.
Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, God. Hey, you know what? That barrel's been needing some cleaning.
Most certainly has. I'll get Debbie right over. Anyway. I mean, listen, Joe's story. I heard Joe's story. I gotta be honest. I'm like, almost like, is that too vicious for this fucking show? That was.
By the way, if things pan out, if you think we could do this segment moving forward.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. I got two terrible dads. I think we've never had that before. We've never had two terrible dads in a story before.
I don't see it that way. I see.
Of course, you don't.
Concerned fathers defending their children.
They're not defending their children. Defending their children. It's a shooting gallery while they're acting like assholes.
They're showing over because, you know, one guy fired back because he felt he was in danger defending his kid. And the other one, when the kid got hit, wanted to, you know, make sure that he was taken care of. And it's admirable the way these fathers are taking care of their kids.
You don't honestly believe that.
Of course I do.
Well, then you should be disqualified for stupidity.
They pulled over because they saw the sheriff's deputy, and they continued to argue instead of getting the kids help immediately.
They had enough concern with the situation that they pulled over and wanted the police involved.
No. When your kid gets shot, it's time to go to the hospital. What are you talking about, you maniac? That was the only entertaining part of your story.
The best part was saying that
the arm.
That's how his dates end up.
No, the best part was the metal arm implant.
The arm.
Was the metal arm involved in your story? No.
No, I had two guys pretending they were in an episode of TJ Hooker. You've never heard that story before. You've never, ever heard that story before.
Oh, people are getting shot in shape every day.
Really? Time. Really? Funny, we've never brought it to the show before. I've never heard of two dads having a shootout with their kids in the car. One kid is shot and go, let me just catch this asshole. We'll get to you later. Never heard that before.
Because it's a story of two concerned fathers looking out for their children.
Well, you know, and you know what, Joe? Your story is a story of a father teaching his young child a lesson and teaching him to love the earth. Okay, we could do that too.
Well,
and it's wrong to make fun of the handicapped.
Well, their father's teaching them a lesson as well. Shoot straight and drive safe. You know, I don't know what we're arguing about.
I don't think these guys shot safe, shot straight, or drove safely.
Do you think Joe's show should be on a gardening show?
Yes. This is how you mulch your child.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever wanted to compost your kid? Now you can on this old child.
Yes. Growing season soon. Well, the spring is coming. The spring is here.
Oh, my God.
Your Honor?
Wow. You know, this is tough because I see the merits of both piles of terribleness.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you right there. Three piles of terribleness, to be fair. Three piles of terribleness.
No. We're talking about each story as a pile of terribleness.
Okay. All right.
That's okay. There is really unique items to both stories because the two dads battling it out, I don't remember hearing anything about that
never,
before.
Never. It's Thunderdome on these roads.
Really? In his story, nobody got hit with a metal arm implant.
Well, that's where I was getting at.
Well, they weren't within hitting distance. They could only shoot, Joe.
We've had children being quote-unquote disciplined by their psychotic parents before, but never with a metal arm implant, which I really need to see at this point.
Right.
And we've never had somebody alive being buried.
That's right.
And dug back up and buried again if they were bad and left overnight. I know that we're going for, this is unique, we're going for creativity. I don't know that we're going for laughs, although the middle arm was pretty funny. And the more careening was hilarious. They're all terrible, terrible people. But I gotta say, for the burial aspect, Joe's wins for me.
Winner.
Sorry. Burying your kid in the roses punishment is just so fucked up.
I know. And you have, and Davin's story, two concerned fathers exercising their Second Amendment rights. I don't think there's any.
God damn. You don't ruin your victory, Joe. God damn it.
I'll tell you what, if there's one thing about the fathers of my story, they were not concerned with the welfare of their children.
No, they were not. And I don't think that the Second Amendment crossed their minds for a second. This was a gigantic dick-swinging contest. The minute they started having the road rage and started shooting at children and kept traveling. Oh, my God. Awful.
All right.
Congratulations, gentlemen. That was truly heinous. Truly heinous.
All right, let's have Joe go first, then Pip, then me on this one.
All right. Okay, and my story, bear with me one second. Father deliberately drove a car off a cliff, authorities say. The rescue was described as almost miraculous. A family of four whose car had careened off a treacherous cliff top road in Northern California plummeted more than 250 feet and trapped them on Monday. They managed to survive and avoid life-ending injuries, but now the authorities said the car's dramatic drop was not an accident but an intentional act, and the father could face charges. Dharmesh A. Patel, 41, of Pasadena, California, was arrested late Monday on suspicion of attempted murder and child abuse, the California Highway Patrol Golden Gate Division said on Tuesday afternoon. He'll be transported to San Mateo County Jail after being released from the hospital, the authorities said. The San Mateo County District Attorney said that he had not received a case from the Highway Patrol to determine whether Mr. Patel should be charged. The rescue of the family from their mangled white Tesla involves numerous emergency responders and officers' use of a helicopter. Just before 11 a.m. Monday, officers were called to help with the rescue, which was a scenic stretch of Highway 1, about 20 miles west of San Francisco. The area where the car fell is very high and filled with rocky cliffs that drop down to the Pacific Ocean and beach area. Brian Portinger, the battalion chief of Coastside Fire Protection District Service of San Mateo County Cruise Unit, had said, "It is known for being a difficult drive, though, and his office referred as the devil's slide," Mr. Portner just said. The vehicle landed upright on its wheels, which made the passengers easy to access through the side windows. It's very unusual for anyone to survive an accident of this magnitude in this area. Mr. Patel's wife and their two children, 7-year-old girl, 4-year-old boy, were trapped in the vehicle when the emergency responders arrived. Chief Portner just said firefighters extricated the victims using ropes, brought the children to the road on stretchers, and then to a nearby hospital. The children were uninjured, and the adults suffered 9 life-threatening injuries, were hoisted by helicopter and taken away. The Highway Patrol said in a news release Tuesday that investigators worked over Monday interviewing witnesses and analyzing the crash site and had determined that it had been an intentional act. The authorities said it was unclear if the Tesla was in self-drive mode, though the agency said it did not believe it was a contributing factor. Highway Patrol spokesman declined to specify what evidence led the authorities to arrest Mr. Patel, saying only he felt that the proposed charges were justified. The stretch of highway where the incident took place has been a scene of dozens of fatal accidents in recent decades, which people have driven off the road. Report by 2001 said the off-road accidents were more common in the area, Devil's Slide, than other areas. So basically the father, and it was that he did deliberately try to drive the family off the cliff in a Tesla and kill his family.
The mangled Tesla defense.
Right.
All right, what you got, Pip?
The same exact story as Joe.
Oh, this is some bullshit right here. But all right. That's all right.
I thought that was the best and the worst. It was the fact that the word for me, the mangled Tesla. And, it was really some foresight, because dad knew people go plummeting off this all the time, and yet he wasn't careful. Whee! Goes with the whole family. Sick.
And when you heard, and when the story came out, so I heard the story before we were doing the segment, and I picked it out, and I remember the story. Where he was saying that the car went up the cliff, yeah, it's going to probably be a mess, he found, you know, found it. And, it turned out the dad potentially drove the car off the cliff with the family.
Can't believe that they all made it out of that.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. That was an internal combustion car. That thing probably would have blew up if it had enough, because, you know, when it hits and with everything, the car would have blew up.
Yeah, so his choice of a vanity vehicle actually was the thing that kept him from, you know, having his plot work out.
All right. I got mine now. A Walton County couple has been arrested and are facing child sex crime for acts deputies say they committed against their adopted children. Last month, the Walton County Sheriff's Office raided a home in unincorporated Loganville where they believed a man was downloading child pornography. When interviewing him, the suspect admitted to collecting child porn and identified a second suspect in Oxford. The suspect told deputies that the other suspect was making the child porn with at least one child who lived in his home. The first suspect's identity has not been released. Deputies were able to get arrest warrants for both adult men living in the home, William Dale Zulock, 32, and Zachary Jacoby Zulock, 35. Walton County's Division of Family and Child Services joined deputies and responded to the home to help protect the two children in the home. After making sure the children were safe, investigators found evidence that the couple, who were the adoptive fathers of the pair of brothers living there, were recording themselves committing sexually abusive acts against the children. Both men are being held in Walton County Jail on charges of aggravated child molestation, sexual exploitation of a child, and enticing a child for indecent purposes. William Zulock has an additional charge of child molestation. Deputies say their investigation is ongoing, but the boys are now safe. So once again, we got not one dad, but we got two dads. Not only are they sexually abusing these kids, they're distributing it as pornography. We have two dads.
I saw the same story, and I got the confetti bag out, but I want to run it past the rules committee. Now, is adoptive parents count?
Yeah, we've ruled it. Yeah, we've allowed that before.
In recent times?
Yeah, we've allowed that.
Yeah, adoptive, step, you know, anybody who's like a
yeah, I think we'd probably draw the line at foster. Because they're,
yeah.
But yeah, no, we've allowed, yeah, as Pip said, step and adoptive, we've allowed that before.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
But that's what kept you from picking that story?
Yeah, because I didn't know if it got adoptive. I didn't know the scrutiny would be there. If they're removed, it's not blood. So I mean, I'm not going to sit here and bullshit anybody. It's a slam dunk story. You can't. There's nothing. You know, that's horrible.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't go with.
And you know why I found it? I'll tell you why. Because I don't know about you guys. I hate this segment. I just feel like shit doing this segment. You create scenarios as search to search with. And
yes.
One of them is kids, fathers and forcing kids to do pornography. And this is the stuff you're coming up with. So not only are you moseying around for stories, you're fishing for, and you're using these search topics as bait to find these stories. You feel like an absolute piece of shit. And let me tell, like, I saw that story, and this way, I'm not going to sit here and argue. I mean, it's the worst one. That's the only one I just want to throw past the rules committee to see where they're coming back on that. But yeah, you know, it's absolutely horrible. Yeah.
Can I just tell you, I'm so heartened because originally this was not in my three. This was actually not going to be there. I had a Nigerian man who molested his 16-year-old daughter for 3 years because his wife left him, forced her to have an abortion, and continued molesting him. But I went with the theory that I got two dads here, and I'm
well. You kind of went with the better story because you said for three years. Now we got the rules committee looking in what happened, when, and where, and is it valid into the story?
Well, no, but he was continuing
to
do it.
Story because he started 3 years ago.
Right, but It wasn't like the other story I was telling you about where he made this kid eat feces and fighting each other and all that stuff, where the charges were for 2020 and there was new charges. This was going – this was
– Well, on that one, you go with the new charge, you go with the new charges, with the rules of oil.
Right, but they didn't differentiate. That was the problem. So that was my favorite horrible dad. But I didn't want to lose on the rules on that one. But
and I kind of wanted to bring up there was – was that the story where they were in Accra?
No, I don't think it was that. No, that's Ghana. This was Nigeria.
Oh, okay. I'm getting them confused because I had a story in Ghana, but I don't remember why I dismissed it.
Do you want me to read you the story? I have it.
Which one? The one with Ghana?
No, the Nigerian one.
The Nigerian one? Yeah, read it.
This was originally my number one until I did this. Until I did the switch, and I had the two dads. I guess I must have found it when the story happened months ago. But so the Nigerian – this did not make the list because I got to tell you, because originally I think it was on my list and I was just feeling so horrible, like having like two – the list was too terrible for me. But I got to say
– Wow.
I got to say I think Joe made a mistake.
Absolute piece of shit.
I think your worst father was the one before with the burying and the reburying. If you're looking at creativity and prolong being a bad dad, I think that is an all-time bad dad. Because I've read a lot of stories where parents try to kill their kids with the car, whether it be a lake or a cliff or anything. But the buried alive and the arm implant, there was a lot there.
Look, when you're scrolling and you see a headline, you're like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, but we're just reporting it. We're just reporting it. We're not doing it. All right. So this
we're
is,
not acting it out.
Yeah.
China.
All right, so this is the story that didn't make it. The Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, Kogi Command, has arrested a 41-year-old father for allegedly defiling and raping his 16-year-old daughter. Speaking after parading the suspect on what? Parading? Bam, 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 bam. I hate parades. You know what I like with a – you know what's better than a suspect? A suspect with a marching band.
He was parading around nude. What did you do? I'm playing the oboe with my asshole.
Because whenever you're nude, you gotta have a baton.
Now, why isn't that on America's Got Talent? Anyway. Speaking after parading the suspect on Wednesday, NSCDC Command Headquarters Lokoja, the state's commandant, Ahmed Gandhi, said the command received a complaint lodged by an NGO on May 5th. According to him, the complaint was lodged on a case of defilement and rape, incest, in which the suspect is the biological father of the victim. The commandant said that the abusive act was on 3 years from 2020 to 2023, since when the victim was 16 years old. Gandhi said that the younger sister of the victim advised her that they should either commit suicide or kill their father to free themselves from the abusive act. The commandant said that the father had admitted committing the act, saying he would be charged to court after concluding the investigation. Gandhi commended the NGO for reporting the case to the command while urging other victims in society who were dying in silence, yada yada. The news agency of Nigeria reports that newsmen were not allowed to visit to this school. All right. The victim told newsmen that she had been sexually abused by her father since 2020 after her mother left home. It happened in 2020 when my mom left home, and since then my dad had been sexually abusing me. In 2021, my father impregnated me and took me to a clinic where they aborted the pregnancy I had for him. I couldn't leave the house because of my younger sister, as I was afraid my father could do the same thing to my sister. All right, you guys get the gist of this story. I don't need to go on.
Yeah.
That's a brutal story. But it didn't make my list. I mean, it could have, but it just.
There was one I was going to throw in. Father James Jackson pleads guilty in a child pornography case. And it's about a priest that had child pornography. And my argument is he's a father. What's the name of the segment? Worst fathers. Well, he's not a good father.
No.
Yeah, but then again, there's no originality there either, so.
It wasn't a hill I wanted to die on. So.
No. It wasn't a cross you wanted to bear?
No. Well, that... That was a. That's for our other segment, Bad Priests on Parade.
Yes, yes. All right,
David,
Pip.
Sorry.
Why don't you give us? Oh, good job by me. I got to tell you, Joe. You did excellent this time. Really, you know, if I would have lost to you on the third one, I could have accepted it. I was happy to get a tie there. Your second one was really bad. I accept defeat there. I think your mistake was making your second one, and not your first. I think my two dads versus that one would have been a better battle.
To tell you the truth, I like the way I played my cards on that.
Okay, all right.
I played my cards on that.
What do you think, Pip?
Like I said, on the second story, you go, you can't possibly be serious. No. No. Bitch, I remember that. And that's Nassau County, Florida, not Nassau County, New York.
What, the shootout? Yeah, that was Nassau, Florida, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, but the people are out of their fucking minds,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's just like Bugs Bunny had it right. Saw Florida off the bottom of the country.
Yes. Well, that was,
Here's a roundup.
Yeah, here we go, yes.
So, number three, my story was Meth Dad.
No, just the winners. Just the winners.
Just the winners? Yeah. Okay. Joe had a great story. Okay. About the cattle prod disciplined dad. And Davin's story was the human shield dad with the baby. And they were both equally heinous and creative. So they both won. It was a tie. Then when number two, Joe really knocked it out of the park with the buried six-year-old. That was just really disgusting.
Well done, Joe. And hope you're proud.
No, I'm not.
And by the way, new fear unlocked. And number one, Davin carried away with the two pedo dads. So that ended up with both the guys each having two. It's a tie.
Well, no, except it would be, but I got the number one spot.
So,
yeah, I got the number one dad.
Wait.
I got the number one. We both got 1.5.
Right.
But I had the top spot. I had the number one worst dad.
Oh, wait. So they're half. Oh.
Yeah. When it's a tie, it's a half. Joe and I each had 1.5 total stories, but I had the top spot, so therefore I win. I had the number one worst dad.
Is that the tie? Is that the tiebreaker? When the number one spot?
Well, I mean, you could look at it either way. You could look at it, most people on the board, which Joe and I would have tied with that, because we each had 1.5 stories.
Right.
But I had the number one overall story. I had the number one all worst dad. So that would be the win. It's the worst dad of the year. It's a countdown, stupid.
I know. But I was just like, I thought it was point system. Okay. So, Davin.
I thought it was a point system, too.
Yeah.
So
the only way that the points would be, say, Pip got the top spot. So if Pip got the top spot and I had and you and I split, then it could go that way. But if you're gonna, you got to break a tie, you got to go with the higher seed.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, that works. So yeah. Devin won.
Yeah, but it was very hard fought. Joe certainly brought the awful.
Yeah. You both brought your ugh game.
Yeah. All right. Very good. What's the matter, Joe? You look perplexed.
No, I'm not perplexed. I don't think that's fair.
We've done it this way. We've done it this way for over 10 years. It's not new.
I understand. That rule will backfire on you one day.
I'm sure it will.
This is
not a new rule.
This
is what we've been doing for years. It's not a new rule.
It actually is a new rule.
No, it's not.
I don't remember that either. To be honest.
This is the first time you're paying.
Now look, it's your show, your rules. However, that's the rule. It's going to be the rule goes into.
How else would you break a tie?
Just go with the tie.
Nobody likes ties if you can avoid ties.
And we go with the tie.
When two teams in baseball have the same record, they go to run differential. Or in the football, they go to point differential. Okay. That's what you would do. It's point differential.
I'm just saying, if that's the way you want it,
okay, we're going
to go with the top story.
Yes, if there's a tie.
This goes into the ballpark.
Of course, if there's a tie. We had the same amount of stories.
There's going to be one winter night in 2025 where it's down to that, and it's going to go where my story was the top, and you're, oh, it's not right. No.
I think it's already happened.
And that rule is in the book.
I think it's already happened. It might have happened one time.
I don't remember that.
Well, you know what? You guys can listen back to everything that we've done, and you'll hear it. You can hear.
Listen. I've had all kinds of stuff. I have. We never did.
You have not listened to the old countdown shows.
That's the rule. Goes in the book. But I'm telling you, there'll be one night when that.
That's fine.
You're going to be on the other end of that rule.
That's fine.
That's fine. We'll agree to it then.
Hear ye,
hear ye!
I love this day.
But you're going to be a fucking sourpuss about it that night. So just telling you right now, it's going to go in the book.
The only time I was ever a sourpuss was the Chris Rock story. That was the only time. That was the only time I was a sourpuss.
Hear ye! It shall now live as canon that should there be a tie, the top seed.
It's in the book.
Yep, it's
okay.
In the book.
And we've called. I mean, look, we went to the rules. I know once. I don't make twice in the segment, but we did go to the rules once from past shows, and the rule over. That's how your story won. Is that that ruling? It passed that rule, and we said it wasn't forced. It could be adopted.
Yeah, because I don't feel like dismissing a whole group of people because they're not the blood parent. Sorry, I don't want to get angry letters. How dare you not call me a father? I abuse my kid like a blood father.
I understand that, but what I'm telling you is if you're stamping your foot and saying damn it all, it's going into the rule book, and tonight you win. There might be one night that we go back to that rule. So just saying.
I'm not worried about it. Okay. All right. We're going to come back. We're going to do some scamming scammers with Jelena and Fake Davin. But on the break, we got Victoria Johnston with Forever. And you can learn more about Victoria Johnston and at deucemusic.com. And we got John Carr with No More Lonely Nights. And you